This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Justin Blackwell. It's time now to head into the kitchen. And I'm joined by our resident chef and host of the CKOM Morning Show, Mark Loshak. And today is a homemade recipe on a breakfast favorite.
As much as the store-bought bacon is good. Oh, homemade bacon.
Home run.
Kills.
Woo.
Kills. And the great thing about it is that you can decide what you're going to put into the bacon. You can decide what you're not going to put into the bacon. So you can add this flavor. You can try that flavor. And so this is what we did. We're making shack bacon. You know, back bacon. Shack. Okay, anyway. So we're going to do shack bacon. So now, a pork belly. You know what a pork belly is?
Yep.
It's a great big slab. It looks like a bunch of fat. Well, that's where bacon comes from. That is bacon. So you go to your butcher or go to wherever, buy yourself 5 pounds of pork belly. Skin on. You got to have that, because once it's done, you get that rind, eh? That chewy rind. Oh, it's so good. Anyway, so now you in a bowl, you want to put a cup of kosher salt. It can be sea salt, whatever salt. It should be the more coarser type salt. You don't want really tiny because what happens is the coarser salt releases its flavor and its saltiness slower. So what it is there for, it's there for seasoning, but it's also there for preserving it and making sure no bacteria gets in it because you're going to be sticking this in your fridge for an entire week. Okay, so in the bowl, you get a quarter cup of salt, the rock salt, kosher salt, whatever it is. Now, you can add a little extra salt if you don't want to use pink curing salt. Pink curing salt is, a lot of people, it's not good for you. There's so little of it that, you're not going to take it out by tablespoons and put it in your mouth. You're just going to put a little bit in, but that ensures that you're not going to get any kind of bacteria in there. So take one teaspoon of pink curing salt, and if you don't want, you can add an extra 2 teaspoons of salt in there. Now, a quarter cup of dark brown sugar. You get a quarter cup of honey, 2 tablespoons of red pepper flakes. If you don't want the red pepper flakes, you don't have to. 2 tablespoons of smoked sweet paprika. Mm. So this is something that you can just get at any spice rack when you're in your whatever store. Now, I didn't add the cumin seeds, but you can add cumin seeds as well, too, and that gives it a little bit more of a robust flavor. I added a little bit of molasses. And so, again, that gives you an extra bit of a umami kind of flavor. So now that's all mixed in the bowl. Get yourself a Ziploc bag, take big enough for that 5-pounder because it's a big piece of pork belly. And then you put all of that brine in there, zip it up, massage it around, and then what you do is you leave it in the fridge for 7 days.
Okay.
Go back and forth every once in a while. Put it in a tray so just in case you get a leak or something. And you just give it a good old massage for a couple of minutes and put it back in the fridge. 7 days. Now, what's going to happen is that 5 pounds of pork belly, it's about maybe, foot by foot, 18 inches. It's going to shrink right down to what you would think is, okay, that's a pack of bacon. That's the size of regular bacon. There's all the moisture's coming out. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's what the salt does as well, too, brings out all the moisture. Then once you're done, you get it out and you rinse it down, let it soak in some water for a while because you want to get some of that excess salt out. And if you want to smoke it, you can. If you don't, it's already cured. Mm-hmm. It's ready to go. Slice it up thick, slice it into chunks. And I'll tell you, you may go back to the store to get bacon because it takes so long to do. But I'll tell you, it's way better than anything you're going to buy.
Oh. Can't wait to try. Shack bacon. Let's go. I can't wait. Let's go, Oilers. Let's go, Riders. Shaq, thanks so much for this. We'll chat again soon.
You got it. I got to get some lightly salted ripple chips and dip.